Shalom Aleichem, everybody. At the end of Parshas Vayakel, the Torah describes the construction of the copper wash basin, the kiyor, that the Kohanim washed their hands from every single time they did the Avodah. The Torah says in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, Vayas es hakiyor nechoshes, ves kano nechoshes, bimar os hatzov os, asher tzavu Pesach Oel Moed. He made the basin of brass and its base made of brass. Bimar Os Hatsov Os. He made them out of the mirrors of the dedicated women, of the ministering women, Asher Tzavu Pesach Oel Moed, who worked at the door of the Mishkan. What does that mean, the mirrors of the working women? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, based on the Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Pekudei, the mirrors used to make the kiyor came from mirrors that belonged to Jewish women. They used the mirrors in Egypt to look beautiful, to beautify themselves for their husbands and to encourage their husbands to be fruitful. The husbands were uninterested in building families, especially when there seemed to be no hope. And the women used the mirrors to adorn themselves and encourage their husbands, and eventually they became the matriarchs of large and beautiful families. And Rashi says that Moshe at first rejected these mirrors because he felt that they were used for vanity. But Hashem said to Moshe, accept the mirrors. They are more precious to me than all the other contributions to the Mishkan. I discussed this Rashi and one of the messages we can learn from this idea in a previous FMT. If you're interested in hearing that idea, I'd be very happy to share that with you. Please send me a WhatsApp. And for today's FMT, I'd like to share another way to understand this idea. Perhaps one can suggest, first of all, the reason why Hashem values these mirrors, and not only that, but the reason he wants them on the kiyor specifically is perhaps as follows. The kiyor, as I mentioned, is the wash basin from which every Kohen must wash his hands and feet every time he works in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash, before cleaning the ashes off the Mizbeach. First thing in the morning, he goes to the kiyor and sees those mirrors. Before working on a korban, he goes to the kiyor and sees those mirrors. Whatever the avoda is, that avoda is preceded by going to the kiyor and seeing those mirrors. And when he sees those mirrors, he is reminded of what the women did in Mitzrayim. And what message is he supposed to take with him from these mirrors when he performs the avoda? Perhaps one can suggest when a Kohen is involved in the Avoda, really when any of us are involved in our holy Avoda, learning Torah, davening, performing mitzvos, whatever it is, it's very easy to get swept away in a kind of spiritual fervor, a certain singular focus on the spiritual and forgetting the physical. Of course, there must be some of that. The physical world is ephemeral and it's meaningless in relation to the infinite and divinely essential mitzvos that we perform and the Torah that we learn. However, it's also important to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in this world to perform mitzvos and to learn Torah in this world. Mitzvos are on so many levels physical in nature. We eat matzah, we wear tefillin, etc., etc. The avoda and the mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash are physical too, very physical. Animals and blood and limbs and flour and wine, etc., etc. Living in this world, elevating this world and ourselves through the mitzvos. That's our job. The Torah doesn't tell us to leave the world, just the opposite. The Torah tells us to be a part of this world, to eat properly and drink properly and work properly and build a family properly. And so, every time the Kohanim approach their avoda, first, they must go to the kiyor and remind themselves of the women in Mitzrayim who encourage their husbands to live together, to build together in this world. Before they go too far, before they get wrapped up in an ascetic or abstinent fervor, they need to remind themselves of the physical lives that takes place outside of the avoda. And they do that by remembering the women of Mitzrayim who correctly and appropriately understood, due to their intense emunah and far-reaching vision, that living a life, a physical life, with Torah and mitzvot as the focus, that is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. And this idea that Hashem wants us to live in this world, and specifically highlighting living in this world as husband and wife, that's exactly what the Gemara says in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi Tesemad Aleph. The Gemara there says that when Bnei Yisrael does Hashem's will, when they act properly, a miracle happens, and the two kruvim on top of the Aron Kodesh, in the Kodesh Kadashim, These two kruvim hug each other. It's incredible. Nature changes. Nature bends, so to speak. And everyone would see this supernatural phenomenon of the two kruvim hugging. And the Gemara in Maseches Yoma, Daf and Dal Amud Aleph, says, whenever Bnei Yisrael comes to the Beis HaMikdash during the Shalosh Regalim, the Kohanim roll back the curtain and show everyone the hugging angels. And they would say, look how much Hashem loves you. Like the love of these two kruvim. Hashem wants us to see that, to remember that, to keep in mind that whole message when we were in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the Gemara there in Maseches Yoma says that when the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they came to the Kodesh HaKadoshim and saw the kruvim hugging each other, clinging to one another, affectionately hugging each other. And the Romans saw that and mocked them. Of course they mocked them. The Romans didn't understand what we understand. Living a physical life, a holy life of the kruvim, a holy life of the mirrors on the kiyor, uplifting the physical with the spiritual. That is what Hashem wants of us. Have an amazing day, everyone.